seen rabbits butchered before a bunch, and I was like, oh no, it's pretty, like you, they no, take it.
It was
rough,
real quick. He just popped it up, snapped the neck, and cut its head right off.
Welcome back to Versus.
All right. Is anyone else brave enough to admit they didn't know what the fuck was going on during Babadook?
I didn't see Babadook.
I fucking love that movie, man. No,
it was good. I still had no idea what the hell was going on.
I loved in the end when she was like feeding him and taking care of him and shit. She's probably fucking him too. They didn't want to put that in there. But yeah, she's like taking care of Babadook, man. Babadook was just this kid's dad who died and came back as a scary being, but then he protected them. Yeah. But it's like, because when you go into a different dimension, when you die and you're like a different being in a different dimension, you think everything's normal, but everybody else thinks you're scary because they just don't know what it's like over there. So
it's the Babadook movie. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, we would be monsters in another dimension.
Yeah. Like, they're probably scared of us. And look,
we look terrible.
People are afraid of ghosts and demons and all that shit. They're just scared of us. That's why they scare us, so that we, because they're scared of us. So if you feel like you're
That's why they're always screaming, because they're scared.
Yeah, exactly. And then then everybody's screaming, you run away. So if you're in the presence of a demon or ghost, be like, fuck you, motherfucker, I'll whoop your ass. And they'll probably leave. They're scared of you as you are of them.
Welcome back to Versus. It's the only game show where whoever has the most points at the end wins. I'm Game Master Drew, and today I'm joined in the studio by Malachi Nimmons and John Moreno.
What's up,
Surprise
everybody?
Guests.
Hiya.
Hi, John. Malachi, do you ever feel like you're about to just lose it?
Fuck yeah, man. I feel all the time. But, no, I mean, not really, because, like, I let my steam off very easily. If I feel mad about something, like, I yell, or I say something, or I pop off, or I talk to somebody about it. You know, I don't hold stuff in too much. Sometimes things get overwhelming and I get angry, like everybody else. But fuck that, man. I don't hold shit in. And I feel like that's why I don't feel like I'm ever going to explode. You can't explode if you use your release valve all the time. I jerk off 6 times a day.
Secret to a happy life.
Johnny, there's only 15 seconds left on the timer. The children are screaming and panicking. You hear someone vomiting in the corner as they choke out. Oh, I don't want to die. I'm not ready to die. 10 seconds left. Do you snip the red wire or the blue wire?
The red wire.
It explodes because bombs don't work. Bombs don't work that way. I mean, it's not a red wire, blue wire situation.
I mean, I would have panicked either way. So,
fantastic. As always, we'll go through 3 rounds of games meant to test your bodies, minds, and spirits. Are we ready?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Round one. This one's called Memory Palace. For this game, I'll begin by reading a long list of items. Our players will then go back and forth naming items from the list until they can't remember any more of them. The player who flubs loses, and the other player gets the points. Got it?
All right. Let's go.
All right. List one. Here we go. Glow stick. Clamp. Mop. Ice cube tray. iPod. Packing peanuts. Radio. Toe ring. Spring. Bed. Shoelace. Hair tie. Book. Fridge. Perfume.
I can't remember any of
this.
There's
no
already.
Fucking way.
Starting
right,
on John.
Let's go. Wait, why are we doing a scene?
Glow stick.
No, we're going to go back and forth.
Oh, you just
you
want
to
me
name,
to remember all
name
the things?
Something off of the list.
Glow stick.
That was correct. That was on there.
Spring.
Clamp.
What was it? Spring or does spring count for bed spring?
I'll stop. No, it was just spring. Okay. I'll stop you if you get it wrong. Johnny got clamp correct.
Toe ring.
Toe ring's correct.
Mop.
Mop was on there.
Mattress, bed spring.
No, mattress or bed spring were not on there.
Woo, thank God, because I had nothing after that.
Well, why was I thinking of bed spring? You said spring, and then what was right after spring?
Spring, bed.
Okay,
you said
that's
mattress.
What I was thinking spring, the
you
spring
did
on
have,
bed spring.
Yeah, you had it filed away in the right place, but not the right word.
Sure.
Right. We got a couple more lists here. List two, here we go. Ready?
No, but yeah, go for it.
Playing card. Video game console, canvas, clothes, stop sign, desk, thermometer, drill, piano, tissue box, hanger, toilet, tweezers, bananas, can. We started on John last time. We will start on Malachi this time.
Canvas.
Tissue box.
Clothes.
Piano.
Stop sign.
Ruh-roh, Shaggy.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea.
Ah, thermometer. The points for that time. We got one more list for you guys. List three, rubber duck, Glass, truck, hairbrush, coaster, fork, pool cue, bag, spoon, checkbook, sticky note, table, tire swing, sailboat, air freshener. Starting on John.
Rubber duck.
Hairbrush.
Pool cue.
Coaster.
I thought I remembered so many more of these.
It seems like we can only get two, three, or four out of 15.
I even started like listing off my fingers. Post-it note.
Fork.
But it was sticky note. Sorry, John.
Hey-o!
Close. Malachi gets the points.
All right.
Do you know my strategy was there?
What's that?
I just picked five from the middle to listen to. After you got to five, I picked five from the middle to remember. Five things is very easier to remember than 15.
Yes.
And I figured if John remembered any, they would be from the beginning or the end. But if I pick the nuts in the middle, then
good strategy.
I feel like
I'm
okay.
Because I was specifically trying to get five from the beginning and then a couple towards the end.
I
don't think I would have done very well at that game either, frankly.
I knew exactly
so you guys
what
are very brave.
I could read his mind.
All right. You guys have some points on the board. We're going to roll into
glass.
Round two.
I mean, now I'm starting to remember more.
Glass was on there. Wow. Yeah. How are they coming back now?
Because the pressure's not on now. Well, I know how to memorize. Like, my brain is built for short-term memorization.
Oh, that is
it?
True.
Is
yeah.
it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I mean, as a waiter.
Why'd you fail that game so miserably?
The fucking pressure. I blanked out, and now they're all coming back to me.
You had to imagine that you were standing in a restaurant.
I didn't go to my actual memory palace.
You didn't go to your memory
inside.
Palace.
All right, let's go.
Round two. This one's called Tall Tales. For this game, one of our players will begin a monologue based on a prompt. They'll continue until the other player interjects with a suddenly, at which point the other player will continue the monologue. Each player can keep interrupting the other with a new suddenly, and the tale will get taller and taller until it all comes tumbling down. Got it?
Sure.
All right.
Here's a prompt for you. Single and ready to shingle.
It was a dark day. My girlfriend had just broken up with me, but I still had my roofing business. So at least I have that to lean on. I called up one of my customers. Hey, I said, you mind if I come over and give you a free roof? He said, wow, this seems like a scam. Is this a real offer? I was like, yeah, I'm just having a bad day.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, I've started feeling not so fresh down there, itching and sweaty. And I said to the customer, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to call you back, but this is not a scam. I promise you're going to have a new roof over your head. And then I hung up. I went into the bathroom, I turned on the light, and I looked in the mirror, and I realized suddenly I was covered in scales. They were like shingles, but no shingles I'd ever installed on a roof.
And then I said, whoa, I wonder if this could have anything to do with that golden lamp I found in my backyard last week. Rubbed it, and a dragon came out, and he said these magic words, 1, 2, 7, 3, you're gonna have scales like me.
And suddenly I was having sex with the dragon. We're on a magic carpet ride of scales, and the dragon's just plowing me over and over again. I was like, I don't miss my wife at all. This is the most magical experience I've ever had before. You know,
it's like a Chuck Tingle novel.
I'm just going to go back to work tomorrow and not miss my wife.
All right. Yeah, good work, guys. That's a good first series of monologues. I'm going to give Johnny some. I'm going to give Johnny some points because he remembered to say suddenly.
But he forgot that I wasn't married. It wasn't married in this story.
We've got more prompts.
And he went straight to fucking dragon. Points off.
I mean, we're escalating here quickly.
Well, he was single and he was ready to shingle is the thing.
Yeah.
Here's another prompt for you guys. We'll start, John will start the monologue this time. The prompt is, water is for losers.
Oh, man, you know, it's the year 20 of our Lord, 2022. And I know there's, you know, fires in the west and there's floods in the east, but you know, I'm not gonna invest in climate change, and I'm not gonna worry about hoarding water for the future, because water's for dummies. Water is what fish piss and poo in. If you get too deep into the water, you're gonna drown in it. They say the subconscious is an ocean. Well, fuck my subconscious, man. I live in the here and now. I'm not thinking too deep. I'm just living in the moment.
Suddenly, there's a national drought and John's character realizes that all that's left is a bottle and a half of water.
Suddenly, Elon Musk comes, and he goes, here's a rocket ship,
brother. You don't say suddenly. No, you don't get to suddenly.
So we can go ahead and just give me the point there, right?
Nah, nobody's going to get points for that
what?
One.
No. What? No. You can't no, suddenly a suddenly.
I can say whatever after suddenly.
You can't suddenly a suddenly. I say suddenly, you realize there's no water, and then you negate what I said. Oh, my God.
You didn't
say
this was a teamwork one.
I said it now.
You said to topple.
Improvisation is teamwork.
Well, if you don't work together, it's
going to
suck. Case in point.
I thought that was pretty interesting to get on a rocket ship and head to another planet.
No. Guess what? Elon Musk, in this universe or any other, if there was a drought, he wouldn't come and fucking save you. He would save his South African racist shit family and instead of you. That's what
he would make moon apartheid.
Fine. Then that like, Sir, what's his name from Virgin Galactic came.
Too late.
Richard Branson. I saw
Too
his
late.
House on Lake Como. It was large and impressive.
Too late. I saw his shiny white ass on MTV Cribs when he showed his butt cheeks off on TV.
Did he really?
Cross controversy.
Richard Branson did.
Yeah, he's showing off his island.
He probably had a nice butt, though, right?
He has open eyes. Oh, tight ass, man.
Yeah,
Richard Branson
looks
got
like,
a tight rich
he
ass.
He looks like Thor. I know this is controversial. I think you guys can do it. Got another prompt
All
for
right,
you.
All right, now that we're working together here.
Everybody's yelled it out a little bit. Here's another prompt. Unrestrained enthusiasm for life. Starting with Malachi this time.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Nothing could go wrong. I feel the best I've ever felt in a while. I think I'll go for a walk.
And suddenly, I saw a rainbow. And I was like, you know what? I don't normally follow the rainbow because I know, like, in theory, there is no end to the rainbow because it's an optical illusion. But I'm going to follow the rainbow anyway. And man, I walked and I walked and I walked and I walked what seemed like for forever. And I found the end of the rainbow. And when I got there, I found a whole pot of gold. And I was like, wow, man, this really is my day. I was feeling good to start. And now I'm feeling even better. Like, I'm rich. I'm rich, bitch. This is amazing. Oh my God. So I took the gold and I brought it to the bank. And I said, sir, I'd like to exchange this gold for cryptocurrency.
And then they call in the police who shot me in the back probably because they're saying, you must have stolen that. And I had no way to prove that I hadn't, so they shot me again and I was murdered by the Louisville Department of Police.
And suddenly, I was alive again on an operating table. And a lovely doctor, brought me back to life. And then I realized I was in handcuffs and there was a sheriff's deputy overlooking my operating table. And then they took me to jail and then I was paralyzed and in jail for the rest of my life. And I never felt good again.
That's where you guys went with the prompt unrestrained enthusiasm for life. Just want to point that out there.
Hey, I ended Malachi.
You guys did.
I
and
said
you,
suddenly.
You said suddenly. John said suddenly. I'm going to give him the points again. But, I'm sorry. It's the only criteria I have really here.
Yeah, no, this is some bullshit. Because John said suddenly, but then he went on his own monologue for a long time. And he also made a black man get murdered for trying to...
You murdered him. You got shot by the Louisville Police Department.
There was nowhere else to go. There was nowhere else to go with that. Yeah, that would have happened.
John brought him back to life, actually.
That's what would have happened. Let's explore this. John brought me back to life to put me in prison as a paraplegic forever?
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
That was the rest of
that.
Get
the fuck out of here.
That was the rest of that, huh?
So anybody that's listening, 9 points away from John, all the points from me, I win.
All right, now is the time in the show where we take a quick break to recognize one of the phenomenal brand partnerships that make Versus possible. Today's episode is brought to you by Bugsy the Flying Cockroach. Join Bugsy and his pals Rory the One-Eyed Rat and Sebastian the Sentient Slime Mold every Saturday morning for 13 minutes of pest-positive palling around through the filthy interior walls of your apartment complex, along with 17 minutes of commercials for food devoid of nutrition that will make children sick for life. Malachi, as an executive producer of this exciting new series, what inspired you and your team to create vermin-positive television for children and also weird adults who still watch children's programming?
Money! Money inspired me. Money inspired me. I like money, and kids like little weird animals that run around and tell them what to do. So I put the two things together. So we created all these little woodland creatures to tell these kids to do things. But we also like to sneak in little product placements. Hey, kids, you like this show? Well, guess what all the little characters like? Coca-Cola and Gain Detergent. Now we have a throng of children telling their mother to buy Gain Detergent while they get all hopped up on Coca-Cola. And we sell two products at once. It's foolproof. Next week, we're going to have Deputy Dog and Sheriff Bear.
Presumably their product placements as well.
Absolutely.
Johnny, as the voice actor who's responsible for bringing Bugsy to life, tell us a little bit about where you draw your inspiration from when preparing for this iconic role of a lifetime.
Well, you see, I remember one time when I was a kid, I was about 7 or maybe 8 years old, and I was with my dad, and we went to see his friend Raymond. And Raymond had a little farm for little rabbits, you know. And I remember seeing the rabbits and thinking, oh, them rabbits are so cute. I'd love to play with them. I wonder what a rabbit would sound like if a rabbit had a voice. And I said to my dad, I said, Dad, do you think that Raymond would let me play with one of the rabbits? And my dad said, I'm pretty sure he would if you asked him nicely. And I said, hey, Raymond, what about those rabbits over there? Do you think I could see one? And he went, sure, son. And he went over and he took one of the rabbits out and he took it by the head and he flipped the neck around real quick and slapped it on the table and he took a butcher knife and he chopped the head shear right off. And the sound that the rabbit made when he cut his head off was a shriek and was like, hee! And that's where I grew the inspiration from to be like, hi, I'm a cartoon rabbit. I talk like this. And then we had a fricassee soup for dinner, and it was absolutely delicious, and I wasn't traumatized at all. I used it for my art.
Yeah, that's right, kids. It's Bugsy the Flying Cockroach.
Oh, wait, it was a roach?
I yeah, no, both of you did rabbit. Woodland creatures. It was supposed to be a commercial for a roach.
I thought he said rabbit. Oh, man, I fucked that up. Do we need to do that again?
Hey, man, I don't know. I told you it was Bugsy the Flying Cockroach.
Good. It's great.
His pal, his one-eyed rat, Sebastian the Slime Mold. You had a lot to go there, but you
gave
wanted
us lots
to
work with. But
talk
instead,
about
we
killing rabbits. Yeah. I feel like we process a lot of trauma on this show, and that was it. So I'm not going to give you guys any points because you did the wrong animal, but good work.
Great. Welcome back to Versus, the only show where you listen to it. Everybody, listen up. Next week, we're going to have the five original Power Rangers. Sam Dennison, Mark Wilson.
Most of them are dead.
No, at least one of them is dead.
Lisa McHouston.
The Green Ranger is like the only one who's still not cursed, right?
The Green Ranger is an MMA fighter now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Jesus-loving MMA fighter. You know all of their actual names?
No, man, just made a show.
Oh, okay.
I know all their names. Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
Round three, this one's called Adventure Capital. For this scene, you two will play a startup founder or inventor looking to pitch his new business idea or invention, and the other player will play a venture capitalist whose coin purse may hold the keys to the founder's kingdom of dreams come true. What are you about to start wiping off when we're to record this?
Huh?
What are you wiping off?
I just saw this mark on the table right here.
Man.
Look at that shit, man.
Are you diagnosed fully ADD?
No, I just like shit to be fucking uniform.
All right, you guys, did you hear any of that, or were you fixated on that spot on the table that you were cleaning?
I still am. I feel like the whole table needs to be cleaned.
Malachi, you're going to be the guy pitching the idea, and Johnny, you're going to be the venture capitalist.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, man, you ever watched TV before?
I watch TV all the time.
Yeah, have you ever said, hey, why do I need this pesky unit in front of my face? I wish I could just see this in my mind.
I mean, isn't that like called dreaming or thinking or like imagining?
It used to be. Now it's called brain TV. You come in for a simple, non-invasive, three-week brain procedure.
Non-invasive?
Well, that's what we're calling it, so we say that. So the thing is, you know, I mean, you know how it is. So people will believe what you say. We say non-invasive, but what do they know what we're doing while they're asleep?
So you're going to plug it into the back of my brainstem.
A three-week procedure, we come to implant something into your brain, and then all of a sudden, instead of changing the channel, you just think about it. And you get to watch whatever you want. You like football? Think about football.
What about the off-season?
Watch ice skating.
What if it's not?
If it's the off-season, you think about football reruns. And Barry Sanders is automatically running for a touchdown in your head. You want to watch Home Improvement? Hey, look at that. It's aluminum siding out of nowhere.
Hey, Wilson.
Being put up on this old house. You like watching about food? Hey, look at that. People competing, making meals together on diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Can I turn the TV off? Because what if I get so hungry from watching divers, drive-ins, and dives that I want to get like a big old cheeseburger?
Well, that's interesting.
Three cheeseburgers in 1 week.
The sponsors, because we're also sponsored by food delivery apps, so you think of that and they'll bring
food to you. And it just comes
to me? It'll come right to you.
I'm like constantly in this world where it's like all in my brain.
It's all there.
It's all virtual, essentially.
It's virtual until you think of it, then it will come to your house.
Do I need to own real estate in this world?
Nope. You don't need any real estate at all. The real estate is in your mind. And it's for the low, low price of nothing. We get paid by knowing what you want.
So wait, so you don't need my money? This is free. You just want me to come in for a three week invasive procedure.
We just need your brain. We run completely off ads. What I didn't mention is every 30 seconds you will be seeing an ad piped directly to your brain.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yep. So you don't need my money. You just need my brain.
I'm
going to do a little compromise here.
Oh no, we need your money. We need other people's brains, but we need your money.
Oh, perfect, because I was going to say, I'll buy a bunch of people. I've got enough money to buy human beings.
Yeah, well, that's, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because we're also going to put in a backdoor program that will allow you to control everybody that has the chip in their head.
We're not
telling them that, though. This isn't the advertising. This is just my pitch to you, telling you you can control these people.
No pun intended. But this is a no-brainer. Hey, I'm sold. This is going to make us a lot of money.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. That's the name of our product, No-Brainer.
No-Brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just going to enslave the minds of most of the poor people in the world.
We're not calling it enslave. We're not calling it enslaved.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, we're calling it...
That's a little bit of a red button, huh?
We're calling it joining us in our journey to the future. But it's slavery. It is definitely 100% slavery.
Here, hold on one sec. Okay, here's a blank check, buddy.
All right. Hey, I'll take it. Thanks. This is amazing. Hey, remember this day. Can we put one in your head to try out first?
No.
All right. Good call. All right, everybody. Hey, guys. Hey, factory. We just got our seed money. We're up and running.
And that's how the world ended. Good work. Malachi's going to get 100 points for getting his venture capital project funded.
Hell
that brings
yeah.
us up to a tie game, but Malachi's going to get another 100 points for cleaning up around here. You can hear him doing. Well, put me to sleep for 8 months and wake me up when it's time to murder again, because that was an absolute bear of an episode of Versus, my fellow cave dwellers.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Trying to murder.
But do you know it's almost the exact opposite of a large hairy creature with the ability to source its own food?
A tiny hairless creature with no ability to protect itself.
This guy, so look at his sad eyes. He's trying to eat his own hand. Oh, dear.
How long do you think that they had to take pictures of this baby against its will before getting that perfect pose?
That's easy. You just, like, you move the baby's arms wherever you want and, like, give him some...
Put a little bourbon. Just glue it into place.
And your baby's never going to be Instagram famous at this rate.
Put a little bourbon in their bottle, and then they do whatever you want.
None of the views or opinions or whatever the hell was just said is in any way representative of anyone who just said anything on this podcast. Versus is a work of fiction and should never ever be taken as serious advice. Versus is not suitable for children. Versus is also not suitable for adult or the elderly. We probably should move that part to the beginning of the podcast. If you're enjoying Versus, please visit our website, versuspod.com. Subscribe, like, and share.
Versus.